Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We've been talking about supernatural manifestations in regards to the Lord making himself known to us. We want to embrace this whole process as part of our normal training. This should be a normal goal and experience for every Christian. This is not something set aside for special people or those who have a special calling or gift. This is part of your relationship with God. And this is something he wants with you. He wants to be able to reveal himself however he chooses. And because we have solical senses and natural senses, he wants to be able to reveal himself to any of our senses. So we want to learn how those senses work. It's pretty simple and straightforward. There are a lot of things tied up with that. We all have wounds. We all have misbeliefs. We all have fear. We all have quite a different range of baggage that we bring to the table when we come to anything. And so to think that there's nothing that's going to have to change or there's not going to be a struggle, that's probably setting ourselves up for disappointment. Because there's going to be things that we don't understand. We're going to make mistakes. God isn't going to behave the way we think he ought. Circumstances may or may not change the way we expect. Outcomes. We may think that, you know, we're doing everything right and nothing happens. The point is what we're learning, we are learning regardless of any of the above, because what we're focusing on learning is letting God be God. He makes himself known to us. We don't have to force him. So we've been talking about some of the ways that God reveals himself to us. And probably the most prevalent and something we want to increase our awareness is just that sense of his presence. And this is perhaps the best example of needing to experience the Lord firsthand, because it's not something easily described. This is what his presence feels like. This is how I can tell he's here. When you start telling that to unbelievers, you know, odds are they're going to think that you're kind of being overly sensitive, if not downright crazy. And we all have that to some degree. If we have not experienced it, we have a hard time thinking something's real because we haven't experienced it. So we want to not only be able to explain and encourage and entice others, but recognize that the best way for someone else to understand, or for us even, to understand what it is to have a sense of the personal presence of God is by experience. So what I like to do is, when in a discussion with someone, or just wanting to encourage someone, would you be open to letting God reveal his presence to you? Would you be open to letting himself, his presence, become real? Would you be willing to experience his presence? Now, there's going to be times when people say no, but generally speaking, especially unbelievers, because you can ask them, okay, if you don't believe in God, saying I'd be willing, if there was a God, for him to make himself real, what do you have to lose? But we can also say that to ourselves. If God is God, and he loves us, and he wants to talk to us, and he wants to direct us and heal us and reveal himself and express himself to and through us, what's keeping us from enjoying that experience? Are you willing to let God make himself known to you, real to you, in whatever way he chooses? And yeah, there are some ways that we are a little hesitant, and we've talked about some of those. But at this point, let him be the decider of how he does that. He may bring up wounds or lies that you believe or things that he wants to talk to you about. Well, that's exactly what we want. It's all part of the process. Let him drive the car. Let him make those decisions. And you know how to test it. Lord, is that you? If there's a harshness there, again, the two voices that speak to the sheep, the voice of the shepherd, the voice of the butcher, which is speaking to you? Now, urgency and clarity and admonishment is different than that harshness, that derision, that criticism that is the butcher. When you've been directed by the Lord, that direction will always bring you into him and not burden you. And really the best way to be able to recognize his voice is by spending time with him. As your senses become sharpened through much waiting on the Lord and cultivating that quiet lifestyle, you will more quickly and easily begin to be able to identify his presence. And over time, you'll be able to discern his purpose, his direction, and even his intention, what he's about, why he's making himself known to you at that moment. Just because you will recognize it, you'll be able to tell. And you'll have that confidence that you're hearing from him. Not because you've studied or tried hard, but because the Lord himself has removed that veil that separates your senses from what's going on right now, what's real. Knowing the Lord is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. There is a cost, though, and that cost is different for each one of us. But spending time with Him will make it easier to pay that cost. That cost becomes less and less the more time you spend with Him, because you will see He is worth it. Because the more time you spend with Him, the more He will draw you. And just as we are getting used to the sense of His presence being with us at all times, and sometimes we feel it, we sense it, He also draws us. There's a drawing, a pulling, so though there will be times that the Lord makes Himself known during the times we are specifically focusing on Him, like waiting for Him or thinking about Him or expecting Him, needing Him, the majority of the time of our lives, day to day, we are engaged in other activities when He does something to get our attention. We're driving, we're working, we're doing whatever our day holds. And He intervenes in our day. Now, He doesn't want to have to shout at us to get our attention. It's a good thing if the Lord doesn't have to send an angel or perform some miracle to get our attention or to encourage us. One of the ways we show respect to a person of importance is if we are at their beck and call. If you work for a boss, and that boss says, "I'd like to come in and talk to you about this," you don't say, "Well, wait a minute, I'm in the middle of something else." You understand you are available for your boss. You understand that relationship. Well, likewise, we show respect to God. And respect is part of love, by being available and responding when He gets our attention. And later we'll talk about how to protect that presence, that drawing, when we can't drop everything that we're doing to spend time with Him. And we'll talk about how protecting that presence is responding, showing respect. In other words, if you're a brain surgeon and you're in the middle of doing brain surgery and you sense the presence of the Lord, you can't put a hold on the surgery and say, "Look, I got to go to my prayer closet and see what God wants." But you can protect that presence. And we'll talk about how to do that. So, to strengthen our attention, the Lord will engage us to attend to Him at what may seem to be odd times. And sometimes He'll do this over and over and over again just to get us used to being available whenever. And it may not be, he may start getting your attention at odd times, but it really not be about anything important from our viewpoint. He's just training you. He's just getting that muscle that may have never been used before, getting you familiar with when he calls your name, get up and see what he wants. Again, it's not that hard. Well, it's not that complex. When he calls, you answer. Learning to pay attention and how to promptly respond is essential to moving into being led by the Spirit. And eventually living, moving, and having our being in him, fully engulfed in the spirit realm, because we have had our physical and supernatural senses tuned, we have received that healing, that change, that alignment where we are now one, and we live in the Spirit. Just that's what Christ did when he was here, what Jesus did as a man when he was here, is even though looking at him, you couldn't tell for the most part that he was one with his Father. But he knew, and there was evidence. And what did he say? Greater things shall you do. And we don't even have that expectation that we're going to do what he did. We'll go into that some other time. But one of the most important things that we want to be aware of, we all have busy days. We all have the same amount of time, and we all manage to fill it with stuff. And the Lord knows that. So he makes use of our downtime to reveal himself to us in special ways. I'm talking about the Lord's night visits. You'll likely find that the Lord is much more active in our lives during the night seasons than during the day. There are several reasons for this, and some probably in your situation are going to be unique to you. But first, our physical body is less active at night, which lessens its demand for attention from both our soul and our spirit, which frees our soul to respond. Second, our soul, your mind, will, and emotions are less distracted by the cares of this world, the demands of the clock, external and internal voices, and its need to control. In other words, the soul has let down its guard and is more available to receive unconditionally what the Lord wants to share unconditionally. You are more receptive at night. Third, because our conscious mind is subdued, the Lord has greater opportunity to override, to change, or to ignore the parts of our belief system that hinder his communicating with us directly, or even his revelation, his revealing. This is done by the Lord from his spirit through our spirit. Remember, your spirit and his spirit are one. So he communicates spirit to spirit, then to your soul, and finally your body. And finally, number four, the Lord also likes to test what we have learned during the day. Intentionally, with our awareness, by visiting us at night. In other words, if you're thinking, wow, I'd really like to know the Lord, or I'd really like to have one of those supernatural experiences, okay, odds are they're going to come at night. Are you ready for them? So now that we've looked at that, there are two general ways that the Lord visits us at night. And when we talk about his visits, we're talking very objectively. Very often we hesitate to talk about things because we're afraid that if we bring them into the light of day, they aren't going to hold up to scrutiny. And I just want to encourage you that that's one of the ways to build confidence in what God is doing in your life, by writing it down, by bringing it into the light, asking the Lord, is this real? One of the things he wants to do is to develop your own judgment, so that you can have confidence that you are hearing from him clearly and you know it's him. You know how to deal with different situations because you can hear him. So there are two general ways he visits us at night. First, without waking us, in other words, without our awareness, and by waking us up to be with him. So the first we can call communing with the Lord. While our body sleeps, our spirit is still wide awake. Deep calls to deep. And the Lord is free to change our mind, to quiet our emotions, and even give new direction without our conscious awareness. Things that during the day we'd argue with him about are readily accepted during the night. People that we're angry with, decisions we have to make, mistakes we regret, we wake up and they aren't nearly as important as they were. The result is that in the morning, or perhaps days, weeks, or months later, we realize that something has changed about us, about a situation, about our relationship with God. For instance, we may have an answer to a situation that never occurred to us before, or our mind or emotions toward a person may have changed without our realizing it. And it may not be until someone comments on it that you realize, oh yeah, I guess that doesn't bug me anymore. Very often, God does his greatest and fastest work as we sleep, so that he can work without interference, presence waiting for him and cultivating quietness are engaging with the Lord in his purposes in our life, it is very likely that there will be an increase in responses in this way as we have begun to give God opportunity to release his healing, his strength, his presence, his clarity, his knowledge and understanding in his ways and according to his time. In other words, when you start giving him time, he starts giving you his attention. Then there's our visiting with the Lord, spending time with him at night with our awareness, being with him, sitting with him, responding to him when he wakes up, visiting with the Lord. As you cultivate a quiet lifestyle, there will likely be an increase in occasions when the Lord will wake you up to be with him. Though he deals with each of us uniquely, just being expectant regarding his visits will make you more aware of his approach. So when he does come for a visit, you will know how to respond. The more ready you are for him to come, the more prepared, the more likely he will come. Some of the ways the Lord will announce his visit through supernatural manifestations have already been mentioned. A knocking, calling you by name, audible noises, hearing a song internally or audibly, his footsteps, a strong odor or rising within of his presence so strongly that it breaks your sleep. But often the way in which the Lord awakens you will be an indication of why he's come. For instance, a soft calling of your name may reflect that the Lord is seeking a time of intimacy with you, whereas a sharp knocking may be an alarm regarding an issue or a need for intercession. This isn't always the case, but again, we're getting used to how the Lord comes to each one of us. And just as when someone who's in a foul mood comes into the room, everybody can tell, or when someone's in a great mood, everyone can tell, you will be able to tell what's on the Lord's heart and mind by the way he comes to you. The content of a song or a phrase or a poem, maybe you can't get a song out of your head, or a line from a TV program or a movie, or even a commercial. Ask if it's the Lord. That might be a way he's trying to get your attention. Over time, the Lord will teach you the meaning of his approach, as long as you ask and don't try to figure it out yourself. You will begin to just know. If you do begin to experience these night visits, count yourself well on the way to knowing the Lord on a far deeper level than most Christians today. Now, the more you know him, the more you will want to know him, So be prepared for his drawing. So next week we will be looking at additional ways to make the most of the night vision, of the night visits, that this is the most valuable time to commune with the Lord and get things done. And we can not only wait for him to come to us, but we can seek him at night. So we'll be picking it up there next Sunday. In the meantime, it's always good to hear from you. You can drop me a line at dianeandwecanprepare.org. Until then, have a great day. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Good night.